Item four. Item four, item matter arising. That's DC paper number 18/2015, titled "Further Request for Early Settlement of Disputes Over Opening of Public Space of Metro Harbour View."
呢一項咧係重要事項。
Well, this is matter arising because last time the government departments did not send in any representatives here. We asked for follow-up to be made this time, and the Development Bureau gave us a written reply, and the reply has been circulated to members before the meeting. And may I welcome Mr. Fong from Development Bureau and Ms. Pang from Lands Department, and also Ms. Yun from Planning Department. I thank all of you for coming, and I want to ask the proponent of this item, Mr. Lau, whether he wishes to supplement.
Well, thank you, Chairman. I thank the government officials for attending the meeting. Now, on this issue of open space or the public space of Metro Harbour Views, the issue has been dragging on for years. It wasn't until November 2012 that the Area Committee voted on a motion that is to allow the public space to be returned to small owners. But the motion was vetoed, and now small owners have this question hanging over their head. They don't know how this issue will be addressed because the government, the developer, they all have they're all responsible. And in the end, according to the Town Planning Board, the small owners were required to pay a land premium before they could use the podium. Well, have they considered whether it's feasible or not? The matter has been dragging on for so long. I put forward this paper because I'd like to ask the following questions. At this stage, does the government have any follow-up action, and whether the exemption letter would be revised? That is to say, whether the Town Planning Board would take the lead in this matter. Because according to your written response, you say that the government is not, it's not appropriate for the government to interfere with a private issue. But this is not really a private issue. We want something out of the box because we're actually in a cul-de-sac. I'd like to seek your view today. All right, perhaps I'll ask Mr. Fong from the Development Bureau to respond first.
Well, Mr. Lau, in fact, we talked about this before, and I think our position is clearly set out in the written response. Now, about the public open space, any change to the land lease of this public open space must be proposed by owners. Now, the Town Planning Board is a vetting body, and it is not appropriate for the Town Planning Board to initiate any change. And if we are to change this waiver, then I think it's not quite possible to change that on our part. So we need the owners' corporation or owners to make this proposition. And about the 5 points raised in our written response, other departments can supplement that. But I think that in LegCo, the previous Bureau Secretary already mentioned that there is a special approach to this matter concerning Metro Harbour View. However, I hope members would understand that one
requiring approval from the DC or the area committee is one important step, and this is not what the lands department or the town planning board could do. They can't circumvent that and give its approval, and that is why we hope that the owners and Mr. Lau, the district councillor, can continue to follow up on this issue, and I'll see if my department colleagues have anything to say.
謝謝發展局同事，其實我都講翻啦，係講。Thank
you. I want to explain that five principles are relevant here. 2 years ago, owners of the Metro Harbour View submitted an application to the Town Planning Board to see if the public open space can be retracted from the outline zoning plan. The case was considered by the Town Planning Board and then at the meeting, having considered various pertinent factors, the board referred to the five principles. One of them is to get the support of the area committee and the district council concerned. The board was aware that there was some discussion between the owners' corporation and the area committee, but there was no consensus. And that's why the town planning board deferred the decision on that application until the owners' corporation, that is the applicants, could come up with some sort of consensus with the area committee and the district council before the board would reconsider the application. Any further comment from the departments? No? Okay. Mr. Lau Pakke. I understand now your position. In December 2012, the area committee did vote against the idea of using a waiver to deal with the case. So my question is, we have failed to clear the hurdle with the area committee. So what can we do now? If you ask us to talk to the area committee, that cannot be done. Are you saying that we should secure their agreement first? So that's the first question. Second question, many owners like me think that this would lead us nowhere. I'm one of the small owners there. I just don't think it's feasible to work something out with the area committee. So we are not getting anywhere. Since you propose this condition, it's in your power to revise the conditions. Now that the area committee has objected to the idea, so what should we do? Should we approach them again and again until they agree? So are you going to amend the conditions so that we could get a waiver? There have been many discussion sessions, and this council has talked about this many times. This district council is willing to take it forward. My question is, what can we do now? Because the area committee has opposed to the application. Ms. Kopoling, thank you, Chairman. Well, I was a member of that West Area Committee, so I do know about the case. Without the consent of, I think without the consent granted by the area. We are in a cul-de-sac. We're not going anywhere. There were the site inspections carried out by the area committee. As you know, Tai Kok Choi is an area with many new redevelopment projects. And this public open space arrangement has been incorporated for many new development projects. So here we're talking about three levels and also one podium. So if there are no special reasons, how can the area committee agree to a waiver? Of the power to grant a waiver rests with the town planning board, but the town planning board won't come to a decision without the consent of the area committee. When the owners purchased their properties, the prices they paid reflected this element of public open space. Because if we allow this to go forward, other property owners may raise similar questions. What about our open space? So the question is, can you provide fresh justifications to the area committee? And even among Metro Harbourview owners, they have different ideas. So if you want the area committee to come to some new decision, you must give them new grounds. So to the owners, they may think that this is a stalemate. So we would like to seek the advice of the Bureau to see if we can somehow to proceed and get some progress. Over to the Bureau. Maybe I should explain why we have to get some discussion in the District Council and in the Area Committee. Because if this public open space is turned into a private open space through a waiver, then it means a reduction of public open space. And that's the Secretary for Development is of the view that the owners should apply for a waiver supported by the, if it's supported by the District Council and the Area Committee, as Ms. Kopoling has said. They would like to get some refined and or the improved proposal from the owners. We don't have strong views on our part. If the West Area Committee agrees to this, and then the next step is for you to seek a waiver from the Lands Department and to ask the Town Planning Board to approve the nooks in that particular outline zoning plan. So the mechanism is still in force. You can still avail yourself to the mechanism. The crux of the matter is whether you can get the consent of the West Area Committee. Mr. Hao Ping Chang and then Mr. Lau Pak Kei. Regarding this case of Metro Harbourview, a few years ago, I went on a site visit, and I was involved in those discussions. For some historical reasons, and because of the agreement between the developer and the government, the open space was reserved for public use. But actually, it's difficult for the public to access this open space. The area committee was of the view that if the open space was to be handed over to the property owners there. They ask for something in return, and the developer should provide some alternative space, etc., etc. Because at present, the open space is difficult to access by the public. And actually, the users are property owners. And this stalemate is just a total waste of time if we continue, let it continue. Let me stress another point. The Development Bureau has never mentioned any quid pro quo such as the enhancement of alternative provision. The Owners' Corporation and passed a motion to seek a waiver. A waiver doesn't require something in return, so it's not really a valid argument. And because of the location, it's difficult to access. It's on the fifth floor on the podium, so very few people outside would access the open space. If you think that taking it away, you would mean a reduction of green belt or open space. I think the government should try to provide some replacement elsewhere, because it's not convenient for the people outside to access it, and they have the feeling that this is part of the private development there. You should try to provide an alternative open space elsewhere, because it's not convenient for public users, and it's also going to create security problems for the owners there. We want you to find some way to help the owners, because the current arrangement is not conducive to a solution. We do have a shortage of open space, and we need to provide more for all the residents. All right? If there are no further questions from members, I'll ask the Development Bureau to respond to those questions. It said that we are now in a stalemate. Would you be willing to look into the case again to see if you can get a different or new solution? I said that in the Town Planning Board, the point about the enhancement of the proposal was made by the board. Well, we in the Bureau have never proposed additional conditions. As for the provision of open space in the district, I'll defer to the Planning Department. But before I do that, I want to clarify a few things. There are five principles involved here, and there's no condition on enhancement of the proposal. In the discussion of Town Planning Board, this was mentioned. The board referred to consultation with the area committee and the district council, and the discussion was on how to win the support of the area committee, and that's when the enhancement proposal was made in Mong Kong. We do have a shortage of open space. And one of the five principles involved is on the provision of open space, and we are also to consider the other open spaces, the distribution, the locations. In the case of Metro Harbour View, there are a few parks and gardens there. The planning department did put this down put this piece of information down in the paper for the town planning board's consideration. All right, further questions? The departments and the bureau have responded. So please look into the case again. All right, now we wrap up our discussion here. Thank you all for coming to our meeting.
好了，以上就完成了，我们就去到。
So that's all for item 4.